really just got to look forward and put it behind us and get ready for our upcoming games.
Hey, Bruno, one of the things that Jim was saying to us this afternoon is that, I mean, obviously the record isn't what we want it to be, but there are some encouraging signs because you know that all these things that are happening right now are things that you guys aren't typically used to, you know.
Right. I think we control, you know, what's going on. I know what you're trying to say. We're making a ton of mistakes. And like I was saying to these guys earlier, we just got to take it upon ourselves as individuals to do our individual jobs. And, you know, I think we'll shape up from there. We'll take this bye week and kind of recap and fix some things and come back out ready to ball.
Is it mental and physical at this point in time?
I think so. I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. And I think this is a perfect week to have this bye week so we can come back out and, you know, get back on the pace that we want to be and win some games.
Just seeing what you guys were capable of last year, I mean, how does that, you know, sort of change the dynamic? Because you guys hadn't been, you know, to the playoffs in so long, and now, you know, you made it up there, and now, you know, maybe back down here at least for the time being.
Right. We dropped some games, but it's real early. So, you know, it's not really time to give up, and we're never going to give up. We've got too many leaders on this team to let people walk around with their heads down and think that it's over, because it's not. There's too many games left to play.
Were guys kind of talking, I mean, in the meetings at all today or in the locker room, I mean, among the offense or anything? Even, I mean, obviously you don't go into the defensive meetings, but kind of saying, hey, we can get this all fixed. I mean, just kind of not really rallying the troops, but speaking up at 1-4.
Right. I mean, there's definitely motivation, you know, from the coaches and from the other guys in the locker room. Like I said before, they know it's not over. They know what kind of team that we have and what we're capable of. And once we crank this thing back up, you know, we just need to get it rolling and do what we need to do.
Since last year when you guys went 5-0, you, I think, are 6-10 since that. Obviously, downward trend. Is that concerning at all, you guys?
No, not at all. Like I said, we're making the mistakes. Not taking anything away from any of the teams that we're playing, because I mean, they're playing great as well. But if we fix what we're doing, I think we'll be fine.
You know, Nate yesterday talked about the need during the bye for this loss and, you know, these strings of losses to stew. He wants people to come out angry with a chip on their shoulder, feeling disrespected. Do you think that's what you guys need, or what is it that mentally, what do you guys need?
I definitely like that mentality and from this team. Because we play better for whatever reason that it is. We play better with that mind state. And if that's what it takes for us to win, then we need to go out that way and play.
Are you guys seeing a bigger number of zone looks this year than you saw last year? I mean, less man, more zone?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely less blitz and a little less man. You know, they're pretty much sitting back in, you know, cover two zone and saying, hey, try to make us earn it.
From your perspective, what's the key to having success with the way defenses are playing, you know?
I'll just go out, you know, take what they give us, and, you know, we need to pick our run game up as a whole. We need to go out and produce and do what we're capable of doing. Playmakers need to make plays.
In the second quarter, you had that one that was outside of your reach over the middle. It was a little bit longer of a pass. You took a pretty hard shot to the head. I think it was a shoulder. You caught you.
Right.
Did that linger at all? Did that, you know, I guess, was your bell rung?
No, I mean, I get hit all the time. I catch the ball over the middle. You know, I'm going to take those shots. And that one I kind of went in wrong. And if I would have went in a better way to protect myself, I probably would have even came down with the ball. But I take those shots all the time, and that's just
nothing
comes with the territory. No.
Thanks, Brandon.
No problem.
Do you feel bad for, you know, Crossman, who's kind of now getting a bad rep over, you know, after what's happened over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody going to say what they need to say about him, but at the same time, he's our coach. You know, we're going to back him up 100%. You know, we're going to go out as a special team unit starting off tomorrow. You know, we watch the depth chart and see what they're going to do as far as moving guys around or whatever it is. We just got to be ready. And when we go out there and practice, we got to be ready to be ready to take on all the criticism when we take the field. You know, the fans looking at it and they booing and stuff like that, but we can't worry about that kind of stuff. We just got to worry about, you know, keeping a level head and just keep moving forward and don't worry about all the other naysayers out there. Just worry about our team and being a part of the Detroit Lions and offense, defense, special teams. We got to get it rolling.
What encourages you on offense as far as what you guys are doing well, what you aren't doing well that you can improve on to get it going?
Well, I mean, everything you see out there is like You know, you just won. You one block away. You know, you catch this ball, it's different. You know, in the run game, you stay on it for one more second. You know what I mean? It's a touchdown. So I think it's a lot closer than it may look. You know, so I mean, it's there. So that's encouraging.
Schwartz talked about the run game and how it sort of sets up the pass game, and they need to opponents need to respect that. I think he said you guys are averaging 3-4 against a pretty light box offense.
Right.
Is that the key? Is that something you guys definitely need?
Yeah, I mean, and I think, and like I said, I think it's there. I think it's close. I think when you look back on it, you know, if you don't have some of the negative plays that we had running the ball, you don't have those numbers. Those numbers are totally different. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, I agree with what Coach said. You know, he was telling us in the meeting that we need to make people feel us a little bit on the run game. You know what I mean? And then sometimes there's shots to be taken, and we just need to take advantage of when we get those opportunities.
Rob, how differently are defenses playing you guys this year than they did last year?
You know, a lot different. I mean, of course, you know, you got the best player in the league, you know, back there, you know, running around. You know, you got to change some things up. So, you know, they're playing to him, and, you know, frankly, I don't blame them. You know, I think, and like I was just saying, I think some of those opportunities that we're going to have, you know, to run the ball or to catch a screen or whatever those are, we just got to take advantage of those. What's up?